Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is Gemara in Bava Metzia, Dach Samach Vav. We are learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Joseph Busher, Yosef Ben Shmuel. All the Neshamas we learn for today and Aliyah from our learning. All of Klai Yisrael should be safe. All those who need the Refuah Shleimah should have one b'mheira, and the Chayalim should be successful to bring back the Chatufim b'mheira b'yameinu. Now, we pick up the Gemara at the two dots, about 10 lines down from the top of Samach Vav Omud Aleph. How Shchiv Meira, Maaseh Shaya, there once was a man who was deathly ill, and he was potentially on his deathbed. Dekosav lo gito ledvisu, and he divorced his wife. Now, he didn't do this out of hatred for her. Rashi says, shelo tizakek liyibam. He didn't want her to fall yibam. They didn't have children, and she would have fallen yibam to his brother. And for whatever the reason, he didn't want her to fall yibam to the brother. However, Rashi points out, velo kosav lo al tinai im meisi. He did not write that into the get to say that this get should take effect before I die, if I die. But if I don't die, he did not write that the get doesn't take effect. In other words, this is a valid get, whether he dies or not, because he didn't write in the proper lashon to make it a tanai that's going to impact the effectuation of the get. But the wife saw that he was upset. Ingid v'isnach, the wife saw that he had sighed and he krechts, and that he was upset about having to give her a get. And she told him, she comforted him, she loved him. Amrele, she said to him, am I komisnacht? Why are you upset? Why are you krechtsing over here? E kaimis, if you in fact, Baruch Hashem, live, didalchana, I will marry you again. I want to stay married to you. Now, is this halachically binding? So this is connected to what we had said yesterday, pitume mile bi'almahu, that when somebody says something of nechama, somebody just says words to, like we said, fatten up something, the words of tanchumim bi'alma, lefati mislibo, Rashi had said, in the very top Rashi on this daf, so those words we pointed out yesterday have no halachic binding significance to them. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Zvid said in this situation as well, these are just words, pitume mile bi'almahu. While she may be in love with him and she may be truly telling him this, it's not binding. And if he doesn't die and he gave her this get, she could actually turn around and say, listen, you know, I no longer love you and I'm a divorced woman and I don't wish to marry you. I wish to marry somebody else. And that would be within her halachic rights. Even though she told him this statement, Ikaimis didalchana, even though she said, if you survive, if you live, I will marry you again. Those aren't halachically binding. They're just pitume mile bi'almahu. They're just words of nechama, and they don't carry any real weight to them. Now, the more questions is, Amalei Rav Acha midifti l'Ravina. When Rav Acha from Difti heard this, he said to Ravina, he said, wait a second, v'ilav pitume mile. Even if you don't want to say these are just words of nechama, they're words divrei tanchumim bi'almahu l'fati mislibo. Even if you don't want to say that, my, how does that change anything around over here? After all, Rashi points out, "Ein amir zu kabbalas tenai ela lenachamo v'imtir tzitinos liyachas." She could have married somebody else, but let's say it wasn't that. V'avim amra b'ms. Even if she really meant it, or v'kabbalas shvua. Even if she made a shvua gemura, my, how does that change anything around? Is it up to her? V'dida kaima lemishte tenor begita. Can a woman unilaterally make a tenai in a get? No, the get, at least on a deraisa level, is from the husband to the wife. It can even be bal karcha, albeit nowadays we don't allow a get to be given bal karcha against her will. But certainly mid-daraisa, the husband can give get to his wife. She can scream up and down, no, I don't want it. No, I don't want you to divorce me. And mid-daraisa, he can divorce her. So whether these are pitume or not, whether these are just words of mile bi'almahu or not, what does that have to do with anything? Rav Acha Midifti says to Rava, "Bididei kaima lemishtei tana." It is totally up to him, not up to her. As Rashi says, this is a lashon of bismia. This is a lashon of, why is she saying this? What difference does it make? Haget eino ela bidasa ish. The man divorces the wife. It's orich lemosru lo ala tanai. He has to put the tanai in there. V'im lo hisno b'shnas nesina. And if he didn't put this tanai in there at the time that he gave it to her, tanai shelo eino klum. Her saying, oh, I will marry you anyway, is worthless. And even if she said, I'm only accepting this get on the tonight, that if you don't die, then you're still married to me, it doesn't have any effect. And this is totally different than a monetary claim. A get is different than a monetary claim. So how can you say that this is just pitume mila biyamhu? It, in fact, even if it were not pitume mila biyamhu, it has no effect whatsoever. That's Rav Acha Midifti's question to Ravina. Now, the Gemara says, no. Ma'u de tema. Ravina basically tells him, you might have thought, who gufe? He himself, the one giving her the get, the husband on the deathbed. When he goes and gives this get to her, And he hears her say, oh, honey, I love you. Don't worry. If you don't die, I will marry you. One might have thought, hu gufe adaita dida kogomir v'yavgita. You might have thought that this now became his tonight, but he didn't specifically state so. If he specifically states so, it's different. But since he didn't specifically state so, but you might have thought that because she said it, it's as if he said it. Oh, therefore, Rav Zvid is telling us, Kamashula, no, that's not the case. And these are just mile bialma, pitume mile bialma. And it's only divrei tanchumim just to make him feel good, and it doesn't change anything around, even though he might have intended it that way. It doesn't have halachic effect. Gemara continues and tells us, quotes the Mishnah, Hilvahu al Sadeh. The Mishnah said, if Reuven lent money to Shimon, and Shimon gave him his field as a collateral, and he said, Shimon said to Reuven, if I don't pay you back within 3 years, this field is yours. So we said in the Mishnah that if the field is worth more, nevertheless, this isn't the ribbis problem, and he can get the entire field. So let's say he loaned him $1,000. Reuven loaned Shimon $1,000. And Shimon says the field, which is worth $2,000, will be the collateral if he doesn't pay him back by the 3 years. So then this field is, in fact, given over to Reuven, and it's not a ribbis shaila. Amar Rafuna. Rafuna says about this, that only is true b'shas matan mos. This was, if at the time the loan was taken out, that Reuven gave the money to Shimon, he said this, so then kon hakol. As we pointed out, this is not ribbis because, in fact, he isn't going to get this money. It was a penalty that Shimon had said. If I don't pay you, so then this is a penalty, and it kicks in as a knas. And therefore, it is not ribbis, it is a knas, that if I don't pay you back, so this penalty kicks in. If he pays him back, even 1 minute before the 3 years are up, so then there is no knas. So therefore, this is a knas. That's how the Mefarshim understand it, and therefore, it's not a ribbis concern. But if he says this up front, b'shas matan mos, Rafuna says, only if he says this at the time of the loan, does this apply, kon hakol, then. If at the 3 year period of time he didn't pay back the loan, so then Reuven gets to keep the collateral, the property that Shimon had put up as collateral, even if it's worth more. So again, the loan was $1,000, the property is worth $2,000. So this is Rav Huna says only if it was agreed to at the time of the loan. However, li'achar matan mos, if it was done at a later point in time, so Reuven lent Shimon the $1,000, and then a month later, 2 months later, Shimon says, you know what, if I don't pay you back at the end of 3 years, you get to keep this field. Li'achar matan mos, after the deal was done. So then, in this situation, lo kono elo keneged ma'osav. In this situation, the Gemara says, Rav Huna says, that Shimon doesn't give over anything to Reuven. Rashi explains this a little bit differently than the word sound. Rashi says, in Dibra Amaskel, b'shas matan mos, he says, if it was done at the time that the loan was done, so then his namanas came, konakol, then, in fact, he would get it. But in li'achar matan mos, if after Reuven lent Shimon $1,000, 2 months later, Shimon says, I'll give you this property, he then makes this tanai, so ein bidvar of klum. Rashi seems to understand that Reuven's not entitled to anything from this property, not even on a prorated basis, because the Gemara says, lo kona ela keneged ma'osav. So this seems to imply that unless he specifically then says, at a later point in time, you know, this $1,000 loan, this $2,000 field, you'll be able to collect $1,000 of this field that I owe you if I don't pay you. Then it would take effect. But if he just says, you can collect this field, so he doesn't even get that $1,000 according to Rashi. Of course, if they go to court and Shimon can't pay back the loan, then he's allowed to go into the properties of Shimon, but that involves a whole legal case. As opposed to over here, he's giving it to him if the loan isn't paid back. So the point that Rav Huna is making is, if it's after the loan, la'achar matan mos, according to the way Rashi understands this, then it's mili bi'alma. It is nothing. It is considered basically an asmachta. It is not considered a real statement that he's making. It is considered basically an exaggerated type of a claim or a statement, and it's not worth anything. And that's what, lo kona ela keneged ma'osav. He's not kona anything in this situation. That's the opinion of Rav Huna. Basically, this is saying asmachta lo kanya. Asmachta basically is a person saying something that he doesn't really mean. He's just saying it as a grandiose, exaggerated type of a statement, and it doesn't have any halachic weight to it. Whereas Rav Nachman Amar, afilu liachar matan mos konakol. Reb Nachman says, no, the guy made the statement. Reb Nachman seems to say, asmach de kanya, that this does work, even though it's an exaggerated statement. Why would he give him a field that's worth $2,000 for $1,000 loan? No, he said it, so therefore he means it. And therefore, if he doesn't pay him back by the 3 years, so this is a true kanya. This is a true kinyan. And the asmachta, that, oh, if I don't pay you back, I'll show you how I really mean to pay you back. I'll give you a $2,000 field. If I don't pay you back, there's $1,000. So, asmach the kanya, according to Rav Nachman. So, the simple understanding of the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman is, Rav Huna says, asmach the lo kanya, and Rav Nachman says, asmach the kanya. Now, maisa shahaya, obad Rav Nachman uvda gabi reish galusa. The Reish Galusa had lent somebody money, $1,000, let's say, keep it consistent with the example that I gave them, and the person who was lent the money said, if after 3 years I don't pay you back, you can have this property that's worth $2,000. And this Maisa happened, Ovid Rav Nachman Uvda Gabi Reish Galusa Kish Maisa. Rav Nachman paskin like he just said, Afilu Liachem Atin Mos, even if it wasn't at the time of the loan, he holds Asmachta Iskanya and Konakol. He said the Reish Galusa acquires this $2,000 field for that $1,000 loan if the 3 years pass and it wasn't paid back. However, they went to the basin to go and carry this out. And what happened? They went to the basin of Rav Yehuda and Kare Rav Yehuda Lishtari. Rav Nachman had written up a shtar saying, yes, Reuven can go collect this field from Shimon based upon this statement that the Shimon had made, that yes, you can have this field if I don't pay you back. And Rav Nachman wrote up a document to allow Reuven to go collect this from the Beis Din. They went to the Beis Din of Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda ripped up that document that Rav Nachman had written. Kari Rav Nachman Lishtari. Now, the Reish Galusa was very upset. Omalei Reish Galusa to Rav Nachman. The Reish Galusa said to Rav Nachman. Now, Rav Nachman happened to be the son-in-law of the Reish Galusa as well. That's why, Mistama, they didn't go to the Reish Galusa to Rav Nachman himself to pass it in, because he was a relative. But he asked Rav Nachman, he said, hey, what's going on over here? Rav Yehuda, Karul Ishtarach. Rav Yehuda ripped up your shtar. You said I could collect with the shtar, and Rav Yehuda ripped it up. So there's two now ways to learn the response that Rav Nachman said to the Reish Galusa. Amalei, version number one, the Rav Nachman said to the Reish Galusa, Dardaka, Kare, did a young child tear this up? As Rashi says, Loshim Bismia, this is a question. Did a young child rip this up? No. V'chilo Adam Godolhu. Lo Karu V'lo Tam. Rav Yehuda is a great rabbi. This is the great Amora, Rav Yehuda, star pupil of Rav. If he ripped it up, he's a great person. He must have had a reason to rip it up. Gava Rabba Kari, as the Gemara says, a great person ripped it up, and what can I do? Obviously, Chaza Ba Bei Tama Vikari. He must have seen something wrong with it, and therefore he ripped it up. That's version one. Version two, Ika Diamre, according to the second version, Rav Nachman was dismissing Rav Yehuda. Amalei, Rav Nachman said to the Reish Galusa, who ripped it up? Dardaka Kari, a little child ripped it up. In other words, compared to me, Rav Yehuda is a nothing. Dekuli Amma Lagabi Didi, everybody else compared to me, in regards to Dinim, Bedina, is Dar Dikei Ninu. They're like a child compared to me. Rav Nachman was the master of financial matters. Rav Nachman, the Gemara also tells us, we always pass like Rav Nachman when it regards to monetary matters, he is considered a baki in financial matters, and therefore, Rav Yehuda is like a child compared to me, and he shouldn't have ripped it up. Now, what ultimately happened? Ultimately, Hadar Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman subsequently retracted his position. Originally, we said that Rav Nachman says that this deal goes through when even after we had said, even la'achar matan mos, Rav Nachman said, la'achar matan mos kona hakol, that this asmachta is kanya. But subsequently, Rav Nachman retracted this opinion and he holds asmachta lo kanya. And therefore, Hadar Amar Rav Nachman, afilu bishas matan mos, he's totally retracted. Not only is it after the matan mos, but even if this statement was made at the time of the loan, Reuven lent Shimon money, and at the time of the loan, Shimon said, if I don't pay you back in 3 years, I will give you this field that's worth $2,000 for this $1,000 loan. So previously, Rav Huna said that that was good, and Rav Nachman said, certainly that was good. Now Rav Nachman went so far as to retract. He said, not only is it after matan mos, but even bishas matan mos, asmachta lo kanya, this is an asmachta, this is an exaggerated promise, and lo kona, the lo klum, and it's worthless. It has no halachic impact. So Rav Nachman totally changed around his opinion from saying asmachta kanya to saying asmachta lo kanya. Eisli Rav Rav Nachman. Rav questions this statement now of Rav Nachman. Im I atanosin li mikan v'yad shalosh adam. We learned in our Mishnah that if when Reuven lends Shimon the $1,000, if Reuven says to Shimon, if you don't pay me back in 3 years, I get your field, and Shimon agreed to that, so then it's a perfectly valid deal, even though the field's worth $2,000. Reuven said to Shimon, this field will be mine, and Harei Shalom. Shimon said yes, and they arranged that up front. So you see, Asmachta is Kanya. Our Mishnah seems to disagree with Rav Nachman. That's what Rav asked to Rav Nachman. So how does Rav Nachman answer this? So Rav Nachman says, what are you bothering me? Amalei, Ani Omer Asmachta Kanya. I originally said Asmachta Kanya. I agree with the Mishnah. But then I subsequently retracted. Why did I retract? Because Umin Yumi, who was another Talmud Chacham, Amar Asmachta Lo Kanya. He was the one that said that this type of an exaggerated statement, an exaggerated comment, has no value whatsoever. It's just a braggadocio. It's just, I'll show you how much I mean to give it back to you. It doesn't really mean anything. It doesn't carry any weight. So Minyumi was the one that switched my opinion. He's the one that convinced me to say Asmachta Lo Kanya. So Minyumi Amar Asmachta Lo Kanya. Go ask Minyumi, what does he do with our Mishnah? No, so Gemara says, Ula Minyumi, Kasha Masnisus. No, what does Minyumi do with our Mishnah? So Gemara gives two teirutim. Number one, Iba Yisema, Masnisin, Rav Yosihi, the Amar Asmachta Kanya. That our Mishnah is in accord with this Das Yochid of Rav Yosi, who says that Asmachta is Kanya. However, all the other opinions say Asmachta Lo Kanya. And Minyumi holds like the other Tanoim that disagree with our Mishnah. That's simple, teretz number one. We turn to Samach Vavu Mibes, teretz number two, Iba Yisema. Alternatively, you can say that our Mishnah is talking about the Amalei Kini Me'achshav. They add in something else. In this situation, in general, Asmachta Lo Kanya. But here, since he says, you shall own this as of now, Reuven says to Shimon, I'm lending you $1,000, but if you don't pay me back in 3 years, then this field is mine as of now. And Shimon agrees to that, so then this is not an Asmachta. He's calling the field right now, so it's not an Asmachta. Asmachta means in the future, that I'm saying something will happen, but I don't really mean it because I'm just making an exaggerated claim. Incidentally, this whole idea of Asmachta Lo Kanya is the basis for which we don't allow gambling. Because when a person gambles, they're basically assuming that they're always going to win. Nobody ever thinks he's going to lose in gambling. They always think they're going to win. I'm betting on my team to win. So of course I think my team's going to win. And I'm just putting in the ante. I'm just putting in the money because I'm assuming I'm going to win. I don't really mean it. I don't really expect my team to lose. I don't really expect to lose this pot. And the ante that I put in, the bets that I put in, they're not really something that I expected to lose. That's why it's an asmachta. I don't really expect to lose it. And therefore, lo kanya, we say that that's not really going to take effect. And therefore, if the other person takes the money, if you're involved in gambling, you're basically stealing because the guy never really put in the money in the ante. He never really put in the bet. And that's why we have the famous Gemara in Kedushin that says that Mesachakim Bekuvya, if you play dice, if you play gambling, so you're possibly this because you're essentially a ganav because we paskin asmachta lo kanya. In any event, that is the second teretz that Minyumi gives, that this wasn't a case of asmachta. Yes, the rule is asmachta lo kanya, but this wasn't a case of asmachta because he said, the amalei kini me'achshav, you acquire it as of right now. Gemara continues and says, amalei mar yenuka umar kishisha b'nei de Rav Chisda or Vashi. The two children of Rav Chisda, one was known as mar yenuka, one was known as mar kishisha. Their name was Mar, and to differentiate them, one was called the older Mar, and one was called the younger Mar. So machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos as to which one was the older one. Yenuka means the one who's a younger one, he's suckling, and Kishisha means older. So the simple understanding is that Mar Yenuka was the younger brother, and Mar Kishisha was the older brother. But others have it, no, the other way around. Mar Yenuka, in fact, was the older brother. He was born when the parents were young, and therefore he's the Yenuka from the parents' point of view. And Mar Kishisha was the one that was born when the parents were older, and he's really the younger one. In any event, these are the two sons of Rav Chisda, and they asked Rav Ashi the following question. And they said, Hochi Amrei Nardoi. This is what the Nardoi said. The Nardoi we see elsewhere in the Gemara is usually a reference to Shmuel and to Rav Chama. In any event, the great sages from Nardoi said over Mishmei to Rav Nachman, Hay Asmachta Bizmane Kanya, below Zmane Lo Kanya. Now, that seems to go against what we just said. And Rashi explains, when we're saying over here, Bizmane Kanya, it means Kasoka Daitoch, he giazman, the 3 years came, Vilo Nosan Lo Moosam, and he didn't pay him back. Shimon didn't give the 1,000 to Reuven, so then Asmachta is Kanya. So this Asmachta Bizmane, at the end of the 3 year period of time, he in fact does take possession of it. It's only below Zmane. If it's before the time, so then he wouldn't be entitled to get it. Now, that seems to go against what we just said. The Rav Nachman retracted and says, Asmachta Lo Kanya, period. So Amalus, Rav Ashi says back to the two children of Rav Chisda, Mar Yenuka and Mar Kishisha, and he says to them, Kol bidei bizmane kane, Lo's mani lo kan. He says, wait a second, I don't understand your question. He says, in general, anything, it only takes effect at the end of the time period. So everything only takes effect at the end. Nothing takes effect in the middle. So what are you talking about? So the Gemara says, maybe, Rav Ashi says, is this maybe what you meant? Dilma hochi kom risu. This is what Mark Yunuka and Mark Ashisa are really asking me. Ashiche begoz mane, if Ruvain met up with Shimon during the period of the 3 years when the loan wasn't yet due, and Shimon said at that point in time to Ruvain, V'yarmalei k'ni, you can in fact go, if I don't pay you back by the end of the 3 years, you can go and acquire the field. So then maybe that's what it means, k'ni, because he didn't have to say this. The deal was already done. The loan was already done. So there's no purpose. There's no reason for him to make an asmachta. There's no reason for him to, so to say, sweeten the deal to make it look like he definitely wants to pay him back. So from the fact that he actually said, if I don't pay you back now, by the 3 years, you can keep the field, so that is going to be kanya. However, Basar's money, if it was after the 3 years, and then he said, then you can't go and say this. Lo kani, why? Because my time, what's the rationale? Because the reason why he only said it, oh yeah, you can keep the field, because he's embarrassed that he can't pay him back. Machamas ki sufahu, the Carmelite. He's only saying it because he's embarrassed, but he doesn't really mean it. He doesn't want him to go and keep that 2,000 field for the 1,000 loan. No, take me to court and then get money out of me if I can't pay you back by that. But I certainly don't want you to take the field. So maybe Rav Ashi says that is what Shmuel and Rav Chama, the Chachmei Nardoi, said in the name of Rav Nachman. Rav says, no, that can't be. Velohi. Because Tafilu begoz mani, even when a person makes the statement within the 3 year period of time, you can't say that he meant to be Konet. You can't mean that he was, Shuman was telling Reuven, you can acquire the field. Nami Lokani. No, even during the 3 years, it's not Konet. Why did he say it? He wasn't under any pressure to say it. By the Karmelei Kani, the reason why he said, and if I don't pay you back in another year and a half, then you'll be able to keep the field. He only said that because Savar, he only said it because he was concerned that what happens when I can't pay you back in 3 years? Kimat is mane, the time comes and I can't pay you back. Lolese litrudan. I don't want you coming after me all the time. You'll think that, oh, I said you can have it and you won't come after me. You won't come after me until you actually have to take me to court. And then you'll come after me. But you won't keep on bothering me to pay, because I already said you can keep the field. But I didn't really mean it. So it's an asmachta and asmachta lo kanya. I'm Rapapa Kolomzon says, Hay asmachta, this concept of asmachta, this exaggerated claim that somebody makes, so is it kona or is it not kona? It depends. Rapapa says, Zimnim kanya, Zimnim lo kanya. Sometimes an asmachta is kanya, and sometimes an asmachta is not binding. It's not kanya. Under what circumstances is it kanya, and under what circumstances is it not kanya? So Ashkechei, if Ruvein lends Shimon the money, and now he comes upon Shimon, Ashkechei d'choshasi shechre, and he sees Shimon is just sitting there drinking beer without getting too excited about the fact that his loan is due, so then kani, because Shimon in his mind basically is saying, well, I gave you the field, so you'll keep the field, and I don't have to worry about it. In other words, he's sitting there drinking, and he's not worried about paying Ruvein back, because in his mind, he says, well, Ruvein has that field. So asmachta in that situation is kanya. However, Rapapa says, if you see Shimon scurrying about, he's not sitting there drinking, doing nothing. He is scurrying about trying to sell stuff to go and give the money to Reuven. So then the Kama Hafek Azuze is flipping around back and forth, trying to collect the money to go and pay back Reuven. So then, lo kani, then Reuven, in fact, doesn't acquire the field. That's asmachta lo kanya. Reuven has clearly been shown by Shimon that Shimon's not willing to give the field. Shimon's trying very hard to find the money. If Shimon is sitting there pretty and drinking beer and not trying to find the money, basically that's saying asmachta kanya. But if he's scurrying about trying to find the money, that basically shows asmachta lo kanya. So that's what Papa says. Sometimes it's asmachta is kanya and sometimes asmachta is lo kanya. More questions this and says, wait a second. Amali Rav Achami Difti Ravina. So Rav Achta from Difti said to Ravina, maybe not. Maybe Duma, the reason why he's sitting there drinking beer is because he's terrified that he can't pay back Reuven and he's going to lose the field. And he's drinking the beer because we have the famous statement Rashi brings down that if a person is nervous about something, so again, go and drink wine. Yayin yisamach levav enosh. Wine will cheer up a person who's very, very nervous. So Dilma, Rav Achami Difti told Ravina that the reason why he was drinking beer was lef pachuche pachte koshase. He's trying to drown his sorrows in the beer. And therefore, lahafig dagoso, to get rid of his worry. Shadoi galamos, he's terrified about losing this field and losing his money. And therefore, you can't bring me any raya for the fact that he's sitting there drinking beer, that he's not not concerned then that the field goes from Shimon to Reuven. No, he's actually very concerned, but he doesn't know what to do. So he's drinking to drown his sorrows. Alternatively, Inami, the reason why he's sitting there pretty drinking beer is because somebody else had promised him money. Somebody else owed him money. And that guy came up to him an hour before he's drinking the beer and said, "Don't worry, I'll have your money in an hour." Oh, so he sits down to have a drink. He's so happy. Inami, Inish Achrino, Asmuchay Azuze. Shimon thinks, I got the $1,000. This Levi came over to me and said, "Okay, I'll finally pay you back the $1,000 that I owe you." And therefore, Shimon is sitting down to have a glass of beer because he's not at all concerned because he thinks he has the money from Levi. So that's what Rav Acha Midifti said to Ravina. How can Rav Papa say that this is a situation of a smach to kanya? So Ella, I'm a Ravina. So Ravina says, you're right. Ella, e kopid bidmei. If you see that when the loan is due, Rashi says, "Ikarpid b'dmei im makpid b'mechiras chafetzov shelo lepachus b'shavyon." If on the day that the loan is due, he still is not selling stuff at a discount, he's trying to get the money for the field. So then, vadekani, he is obviously not so concerned about paying back the money and selling stuff at a discount. He still wants to get the best price for it because in his mind he says, "No, if I don't get the money, so he has the field." Vadikon is right. She says, he doesn't care if the field is lost. So Ravina says that's the situation that he's talking about where Asmach Dekanya. Again, Amalei Rav Acha Midifti, Ravina. Rav Acha Midifti is not happy with this. He says, maybe Dilma, in this situation, you know what the guy is thinking? Shimon is thinking, Dilma Savar, ki hechi delo tizil are. No, I better get a fair price for everything that I'm selling because otherwise people will hear that I'm tight for money, and nobody's going to want to pay me full price for anything, and I'm going to try to sell some other field, or I'm going to try to go and sell my property, and everyone's going to know that I'm hard up for money, and therefore, they're not going to give me a fair price. So therefore, that's why he's being such a stickler. That's why he's kopid bidome. It's not because he's given up on giving the field to Reuven. No, in fact, he doesn't want to give the field to Reuven. And therefore, kihechi lo tizilari. He doesn't want all of his property to be devalued because everybody thinks that this guy's hard up for money. They can just pay him less than a fair amount for his property. Elo Amar Papa said, "No. When do we say Asmach Dekanya? Elo Amar Papa, it depends. E kapid bi'ara vadekani. If you see that he's not willing to sell the other land that he has for a discount, so then he's obviously willing to let this land go. Vadekani in this situation." As Rashi points out, Dibur Masu Kopi Biara, Shelo Yimkor Shum Karka Afilu Bishavyav. If you see that he's not selling any field that he has, even at the proper price, so then clearly he's not concerned about this field, and he'll let Reuven keep the field that he has. Okay, so that situation is Smach Dekanya. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa says another statement. Even though in general, Asmach the Lokanya, in this situation where it's an apotiki, Habya Limigbo Mina. If you said that this field is going to be an apotiki, po the hey koi, from here you will collect. So then this field is not an asmachta. He's basically saying you'll collect the loan from this field. This field will be the collateral for the loan. So Rapapa says, even if you want to hold that asmachta in general is lokanya, but if you made it into apotiki, again, that's the nutrikon for apotehei koi, from here you will collect, so then you can go and collect from this field, even though it's not worth the same amount as the loan. He's saying that this field, which is worth more, that's where you'll go collect the debt of the loan from. Now, this is another statement that Rapapa has that's questioned. Amalei Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Nasil, Rapapa. Rav Huna, who's the son of Rav Nasil, questions this statement of Rapapa. He asks Rapapa, Mikam Alei Kinei Liguvayna? Did he actually say to him, did Shimon say to Reuven, you will go and get this field if I don't pay you back? He didn't say that. So who says that this is a potei koi? Who says that this is an apoteki? But the Gemara says that would imply Amalei Mazutra, Bereid the Rav, Mari Ravina. So Ravazutra, who's the son of Ramari, then says to Ravina, wait a second, if in fact the Omar Kinei Lemigba Minei Kani, would you in fact say that this field will be an apotiki, then he's allowed to go collect it? So Asmachti, it's worth 2,000, not worth 1,000, it's worth 2,000. Asmachti Lukanya, what difference does it make whether he says this or not? So Gemara says, you're right. Elo, this apotiki that Rapapa told us about, what is the scenario? El apotiki, the Omer Rapapa, Mahi, what was Rapapa's apotiki where he said that apotiki have you lemigva mina? Where is that? It's talking about the Omele, lo yelcha piron, elomizu. He's saying not that you get this whole property, but you will get the payment of the 1,000 from this property. So yes, this property then, po te kai, you will go collect this from here if I don't pay you back at the end of the 3-year period of time. In that situation, it does function as an apotiki. It's not an asmachta lo kanya. Ma'aseh shoya. How gavra, the one who was a person, the zabin le ara lechavre. There was a person, Reuven, who sold a piece of land, ara, to his friend, to Shimon. And he said, be'achrayis. That's the normal way when you sell land. So Reuven sells land to Shimon, and Shimon bought this land with the condition that if somebody comes along and takes it back from Reuven, because Reuven owed somebody money, there was a Levi who was a creditor of Reuven, and Reuven didn't have any money to pay him, so Levi then has the right to go to the Shibud, the leaned properties, and that was the property that Reuven had sold Shimon, so Shimon is going to lose that property to Levi. So in that situation, there's Achrayis, Shimon has the right to go back to Reuven and get his money back. Now, Amalei, Shimon said to Reuven, I want a better than regular guarantee from you. If in fact this lady comes and takes this field from me, I want to collect from you not the achrayis that I'm entitled to, which is from Beinonis property. A balchov is allowed to collect from Beinonis property. I don't want to collect from Beinonis average property. I want to collect from your best property. Magvis li me ide idius the islach. I want to collect from the best of the best properties that you have. So that's the achrayis that Shimon wanted Reuven to put into the contract. So Amalei, Reuven says to Shimon, no, that far I'm not going to go. Me'idi idius, from the best of my best, lo magbin aloch, I'm not going to pay you. However, I'll compromise. Yes, my best property, me'idi idius, my best property, I want to keep for myself. The bina lamekum kamoi. But, ela magbin aloch, me'idi sacherim nisli. I won't give you the best of my best, but I'll give you from best property. I'll give you from the high grade A property, not my best grade A, but I'll give you another grade A property. You're only entitled to grade B. You're only entitled to the bane of this property as a balchov. But I'm making this asmachta with you and say you can collect even from grade A quality, albeit not my A plus, not my best of the best, but I'll let you collect from the best properties, from my grade A properties. And that's what the deal was. Now, the bottom line is, lesov turfua mine. The bottom line is that Shimon lost this property to the Levi. The Levi came along and went to Reuven and said, you owe me money. Reuven couldn't pay him back. So Reuven said, well, you're going to collect from the lien property. And Levi went to Shimon and took that lien property. Now, there was this achrayis in it with the asmachta that Reuven would go and give to Shimon from his best properties, idius properties, instead of just the Beinonis properties. However, also bitka, along came a wave, along came a flood, and shokil li'ide idius, and his A-plus property was wiped out. His A-plus property turned into swampland and no longer is worth anything. So what previously was A-plus property, which he wanted to keep for himself, and he said, I'm not giving you my A-plus property, but I'll give you my grade A property. He no longer has A-plus property. He only has that grade A property. And therefore, do we or do we not say in this situation, asmachta lo kanya? So, Savara Papa Lemema, Rapapa wanted to say, listen, the guy promised him the A-level property. He still has the A-level property. It's not an asmachta lo kanya. Asmachta kanya in this situation, because he said, I want to keep the A-plus for myself, but the A I'll give you, and the A is still around. So, Savara Papa Lemema, Rapapa originally wanted to say that Me'idis or Malay, he said, I will give you grade A property, Valkaima, and he does still have grade A. He lost his grade A-plus, but he still has his grade A, and therefore, he should give it to him. Because asmachta kanya, but amalei ravacha midifti l'ravina. But ravacha midifti said to Ravina, no, because v'lei malei Reuven can say to Shimon, when did I say I would give you my grade A quality property? Is because I had the A plus still. Ki amri loch ano magbino loch. When I said that I would give you my grade A quality property, that's because the hava idis kaima. I had grade A plus. However, hashta, now that the river came and overflooded my grade A-plus property, and it's all swampland now, and I don't have that, so my best property is now only grade A. It's no longer grade A-plus, and therefore, ki amri loch anor magbino loch dahavi idis kaima. When did I say to you I'd give you grade A property? That's because I had grade A-plus property still. Hashta, now, however, kaimalei idis bimakom idis. Now, I'm not giving you grade A when I don't have A plus. I only said I would give you grade A is when I had grade A plus. But now my best of the best property they have is just grade A. So therefore, I'm not giving it to you. And you're only entitled to the bane in this property because asmachta lo kanya. Another Maisa Shaya, Rav Bar Shava, have a Masik Bey Rav Kana Zuze. Rav Bar Shava owed Rav Kana money. So Rav Kana went to go collect it. And Rav Bar Shava said to Rav Kana, Omalei, Ilo Parana Loch Leon Ploni, if I don't pay you back by such and such a day, go and take this barrel of wine that I have, this chamra, this wine, and that will be the payment for the money that I owe you. Now, Rashi points out, Upasak Domin, they established the value of this wine, and let's say being $1,000 that Rav Bar Shiva owned Rav Kahana, and this will be, this barrel of wine will be $1,000 and I'll pay you. But then subsequently, Ulubisofi Yaka, this barrel of wine, now is no longer worth $1,000. It went up in price later on to be $1,500. So what's the din? Does Rav Kahana have the right to take this barrel of wine for the $1,000 debt? The barrel of wine is now worth $1,500. So Sava Rav Papa Lemeima, Rav Papa wanted to suggest that when do we say Kiamrin and Asmachta Lokanya, Hanimil Biara? When do we say that Asmachta Lokanya, that's only in regards to land? The Lav Zeluni Kaima, because most people don't sell land. Land was considered the best thing to own. And therefore, you only sold land if you were forced to, but you wouldn't normally sell land. And therefore, in regards to land, we say Asmachta Lokanya. But in regards to something that's normally sold, Aval Chaimra, Kivan de Lazvune Koi, Kizuzi Dami. But wine, which is normally sold, people don't hold on to wine forever. They sell it or they drink it. So therefore, it is meant to be sold. So therefore, maybe it's like money. And therefore, he said, this wine, which is valued now at $1,000, is yours if I don't pay back the loan. And therefore, even though it subsequently goes up to $1,500, it's still given from Rav Bar Shva to Rav Kahana. However, the Gemara says, no, that's incorrect. Rav Papa is wrong. Amalei Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Yishua l'Rav Papa. Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Yishua said to Rav Papa, no. Hachi aminu mishmei de Rabba. This is how Rabba paskind called de'i. Whenever you say de'i, in other words, when he said over here, ilo parana, if I do not pay you back by this date, then you get this. So that's an asmachta. Any type, whether it's property or even merchandise. Called de'i lo kani. Whenever you have, I'm giving you something that's an exaggerated thing. If I don't do this by this day, then you can have this. So then that's an exaggeration. It's asmachta and lo kanya. So this wouldn't work by property, but it also doesn't even work by wine. Amar Rav Nachman, the work continues to say, as Rav Nachman tells us, Hashad the Amar Rabban and asmachta lo kanya. Now that we've shown that the din is that asmachta lo kanya, Hodar Ara v'hodri peri. Let's say in this situation, Reuven was given this property from Shimon, and now we say that, no, he really didn't have a right to it, so he has to give it back. So not only does the land go back, Reuven has to give back the land to Shimon, but even for Hadri Peri, any peros that he used that land, that he got from the land, he has to give back also, because otherwise it would be ribbis. Now, Shimon had given this field to Reuven. We're not talking about Reuven just grabbed it. Reuven had given the field to Reuven, but now we say, because it's a smachta lokan, he has to give it back. So is that really true, that he has to give him back the produce that he ate from that field? So, Lememra, this seems to imply, the Kesavah Rav Nachman, the Rav Nachman says, that even though Shimon had given it to Reuven, it was a mechila, but it was a mechila betals, because he wasn't required to give it to him, because asmachta lokanya, nevertheless, lo havi mechila. Even though he gave it to him, it's null and void, that giving it over, and Reuven has to give it back. Not only does he have to give it back, but he has to give back all the produce from it. But wait a second, the word says, Vo'itma, but we learned, Hamocher peros deka l'chaveru. If you sell a palm tree with the dates on it that will grow on that palm tree to your friend, Reuven sells the future produce of this palm tree to Shimon, and they made a kinyan on it. So Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, Achlo boli olam, before the fruit come into the world, so there's nothing yet there, yochol lachzebo. So Reuven can go and retract this deal. However, Mishu boli olam, once the fruit are in the world, ain't yochol lachzebo. Reuven can't go and retract this, and the peros are owned by Shimon. Rav Nachman Omar, no. Af Mishu boli olam, yochol lachzebo. Rav Nachman says, no, even if they've already started to bud, this deal can be retracted, because this kinyan that he made isn't really valid. Furthermore, the Amar of Nachman, Modina, I admit that the Shamid V'Yachal, that however, if Shimon took the fruit and ate it, then lo mavkinu minei, then we don't take it back from him. Now, this goes against what we just said. That implied, Rav Nachman before, that mechila betos lo havi mechila. So then Reuven had to give back the field and the produce. But here Rav Nachman says he doesn't have to give back the produce. So what's going on? Someone says, no, it's not a contradiction. There's no steer over here. Hasam Zvini, the case of the produce on the palm tree, Hamoche Peros Dekel Lachaber, he sold the Peros Dekel, as opposed to the previous case was when Reuven lent Shimon money and Shimon gave him the field incorrectly. That was a halva. So there's a difference. A Zvine, so then the Mechila Betos is in fact a good Mechila. Whereas by a loan, in regards to the halva, Mechila Betos, lo havi Mechila. This is a good break point. With this, we'll conclude today's shir.